Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2023 stars. And we have a fantastic young man on the program today from McNichol State. It's their standout running back, Deonta McMahon. Welcome to the program, my friend. How does this afternoon treat you?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm doing good.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate you adjusting your schedule. I know you're on your way back from training, and it's a long weekend, but nonetheless, we appreciate your time. For you, can you believe moment's arrived where you're finally, you know, you played your collegiate career out, and now you are a legit 2023 NFL draft prospect?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's a dream come true. You know, I've been praying and just asking God for this day to come. You know, like I said, it's a dream come true, and I'm enjoying the journey that I'm embarking on right now.
And it's a journey. I'm curious. Usually the guys with the balls in their hands now in terms of the skilled guys, you guys were the skilled guys way back at Pop Warner and Pee Wee. Were you the kid scoring one touchdown after the next where parents might have wanted to check your birth certificate because they thought you were too good to be that age?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, sometimes in Little League, you get to the point where you're only allowed to score a certain amount of touchdowns at a time each game. So, you know, it got up until that point. You know, they had to make a rule to you know, not so limit guys like me, but, you know, make it fun for the other kids.
Fair enough. And so you're doing your thing. I'm curious, growing up, was there any ever a moment throughout your football life where you didn't think you would be a running back? I mean, where you might possibly, you know, there might have been a time in, say, high school where you were playing another position. But was that, did you always kind of know that running back was what you were going to be that got you to this point?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, I was a guy coming from a small school, so I had to play just about every position, ranging from quarterback, receiver, to running back. Cornerback, safety, little bit of nickel, just everywhere on the field. So, I mean, I didn't want to limit myself to running back because I was so versatile. But, you know, there comes a point where, you know, you're just so good with the ball in your hands, not to toot my own horn, but you're just so good with the ball in your hands that, you know, the coaches love it and, you know, they want to see you prosper at that position.
Hey, fair enough. And, you know, and that's the other thing, too. I think everybody in the audience or in the crowd cheering for your team, they wanted you to have the ball in your hand because you knew some positive things were going to happen. It's just, you know, it's the way of the world. You want to succeed, and the person's going to help you succeed. Put the football in their hand. Let them score. Once again, we're here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety with our featured guests, you can always listen to them on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. Now, you mentioned coming from a small school. I'm curious, is that kind of how you got, you know, lost in the mix of recruiting? I mean, I know with the Roadrunners, you were an All-American running back, and then you go off to McNeese State. But was that, did that contribute to you kind of going under the radar?
You know, it definitely did. I didn't get as much as exposure as I wanted. Coming out of high school, being that I was at a smaller school. And, you know, a lot of people only really know Frostproof for his greats, like Travis Henry, Alvin Harper, and, you know, a former NFL player right now, Nickell Robey, who's, I believe, at right now.
Yeah, So for you, how important was it that, you know, you left BC and then you were able to arrive at McNeese State? Could you kind of just talk about that transition?
Could you repeat that for me? I didn't catch that.
It said once you left BC, the Roadrunners, and then you arrived at McNeese State. Could you just kind of talk about that transition?
Right. You know, actually, it wasn't as bad of a transition as I thought it would be. Obviously, going from one team to the next, you got to acclimate to certain things. But me personally, I was thinking it was going to be much harder. I was thinking I was just going to have to be that new kid on the block, you know, to have to prove myself and assert myself in different ways. But as far as that goes, and as far as, you know, working out and training and stuff goes, I believe going to Butte College, I mean, it honestly, you know, built me and molded me to the person I am now. Which is a person of, you know, good character, discipline, and loves to work hard and compete against the next person. But transitioning from Butte to McNeese, like I said, it wasn't really that hard for me. Really, I just had to get used to the humidity and stuff that Louisiana brings, and, you know, just that gritty grind. And, so it really wasn't too bad of a transition for me. I acclimated pretty well, so and it led me to have the season that I had this past year. So I'm fortunate for it.
Yeah. And the accolades came after the season. You were invited down to the College Gridiron Showcase in January. As you know, that's a great opportunity.
Yes, sir.
It's that moment where teams get to know you as a man. They've seen you on tape. They know what you bring. Can you kind of share that experience, what it was like to be there and just kind of go through the whole process?
I was thinking it was going to be a lot harder than what it was. You know, the first day I had to get back used to getting in pass because I was out of pass for about a month and a half or so, maybe longer than that. But, you know, first day I just had to get back used to it, and then it was downhill from there. I showcased my talent, and I think I did pretty well as far as that goes. But and what shocked me was going from McNeese, you know, kind of low-level FCS D1 football, one would say, and then playing against guys, you know, coming from Alabama, Miami, Florida State, all the big schools, it didn't really seem much harder than what I was used to at the time. So just going in there and doing what I did, I really, really am proud of myself. I thank God and my coaching and my trainers who prepped me for the situation that I was in going there. I'm fortunate for that. And I believe I went out and...
Excellent. And for you, I ask this of all our guests. What do you think these teams are going to love about you? When we look at you at that running back position, what are those qualities and abilities that you think are going to pop off the tape where they're going to fall in love with what you bring to the table?
Right. You know, like I said earlier, my versatility, you know, I can run, I can catch, I can do it, really do it all. I can throw. I got the speed. I got the agility. I would like to compare myself to, you know, Alvin Kamara or Barry Sanders as far as shiftiness. And my speed is like no other, honestly. Not to do my own horn, like I said earlier. But, yeah, man, I just feel like I'm electric. Like you said, people love to come out and watch me, and I love to put on a show for them.
I love that. A playmaker in the purest sense, our guest today, Deontay McMahon, showing his and what he brings to this 2023 draft class. How about this one? Now, you mentioned all the wonderful things that we could see on tape. What are the positivities that these teams should know about that could go unseen? You could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe some of the offensive schemes didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. This is your opportunity because we do know NFL personnel listen in if that particular prospect piques their interest.
Yes, sir. You know, like you said, a few things that you mentioned, I would definitely consider myself a workout junkie. I love working out and improving in places that I would like to call a weakness, and just, you know, improving and learning. Honestly, that would probably be the greatest one, just learning the game, just understanding more, making things easier for myself. As far as workout goes, I love working on my speed. I mean, and just, you know, honing in on the different details of mobility, speed, and just, you know, creating my body to where I'm just an elite level athlete.
Fair enough. Now you've been talking about that speed, and I don't want to put you in a corner where you say a number, then you're like, oh man, I can't believe I put that on the air. That's the last thing I want to do is apply any more pressure to you. Uh-huh. But in terms of that pro day and your 40 time, where do you think you're going to kind of hover around?
You know, I'm more so leaning towards a 4.3. I shot myself with a when I first started training, my speed guy, he tested me in my 40, and I really surprised myself coming out, and the first attempt I ran a 4.33, and then the second time around I ran a 4.36. So, yes, sir. And I honestly want to touch 4.2, and I'm training hard for it, man. I'm trying so hard, like I'm day in, day out grinding. So, you know, hopefully I'm praying on it, manifesting it, and, you know, hopefully I can touch a 4.2, if not 4.3. But, you know, like I said, I'm leaning towards that 4.3, and hopefully 4.2 if I can get it.
Oh, man, dude, that's excellent. Listen, you know, it's a quiet Saturday here. You know, we're doing our podcast, and, you know, I always write up a thing for Sports Illustrated afterwards. And, you know, I just – what a great leadway to a Saturday story that we talked to a running back that's chasing a 4.240. I mean, that's definitely going to turn heads. And that's what we want to do. We want to create a buzz. We want people to know who you are and what you bring to this table. You know, that electrifying speed and the playmaking ability that you have, it's definitely going to be a wonderful, wonderful build-up towards this 2023 draft. Hey, we are almost out of time. And, again, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. We know you're busy. We always like to end the program with three and out. There are a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
All right. Now, it could have been at either one of the schools that you went to, but what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
A biggest pet peeve? I would say with Coach Frank Wilson. You know, he was pretty not uptight about it, but he was pretty strict about it. Just, you know, what you wear on the practice field, and he didn't. I wore black socks one time, and we were supposed to wear white socks, and he seen me walking out of there, and he was like, Deontay, take those black socks off and go get some white ones. I was like, yes, sir, coach. That's my bad. It won't happen again. but, yeah, he was pretty hot about that.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's funny is we ask that question because we get so many bizarre responses. You know, you with the sock change. It's just fun to listen to some of the little things that go on behind the scenes. How about this one? If you had to choose a career in either one of these, are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Ooh, you know, I've actually thought about modeling before, so I would probably have to go with that one. I was definitely, it kind of piqued my interest a little bit, because I've thought about it before. I'll probably have to go with that one.
Fair enough. Male model it is. And then the final one before we let you have some relaxation this Saturday afternoon. But this draft approaching, I know it might seem far off, but it was right around the corner. Draft week, draft weekend, if you will. When you're with family and friends, you're waiting to find out where you're going to land. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to make as you celebrate your next football journey?
Ooh, that's kind of tough because a lot of my, even my mom and my aunts, you know, all of them are great cooks. But if I had to choose one, I would probably go with my aunt. Her name is, we call her DJ. Her real name is Dorothy. And, man, she even has a business right now called Bora's Kitchen. That's my grandma.
Okay.
I had a interview before that I talked with a guy about it. You know, I mentioned her. My grandma, but as far as that goes, probably my aunt, and I mean, she makes so many things, it's kind of hard to pick out a specific one, but yeah, I would definitely have her make an ideal meal for me that I love.
Fair enough. Well, hey, she is now on the clock to make you something delicious, and you, my friend, are on the clock
yes,
for the 2023 NFL draft. You've had a fabulous career. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Once again, that is Deonta McMahon, the standout McNeese State running back, also down at the CGS. Great opportunities for these small school kids, as well as mid-school prospects, to showcase those skills in Fort Worth, Texas, and he made the most out of them. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.